Question 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to Corporate Chat on 103.4 FM. Our guest is Wendy Lawton, founder of Lawton Career Counseling. Her company provides research-backed advice to human resources staff to help them maximize their team's potential. On today's show, Ms. Lawton will talk about how to increase productivity. She believes the best strategy is to give employees some flexibility in their working hours. She'll share the basic information today, but you can get more details by downloading her lecture on this topic from her website. It's free to everyone.
Number 71. Who is Ms. Lawton's advice intended for? Number 72. According to Ms. Lawton, what can lead to higher productivity? Number 73. What does the speaker recommend doing? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following recorded message.
You've reached the Jasper Dance Studio. Unfortunately, we will be closed today, January 8th, and tomorrow, January 9th, because our heating system is not working. It is undergoing repairs now. Although classes are cancelled, we encourage all students to register for the regional dance contest at the Greenfield Community Centre this Saturday. Registration starts on-site at 8 a.m. Video clips of the winning acts from last year are available on our website at www.jasperdance.com.
Number 74. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 75. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Number 76. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do on the website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to thank you all for getting here early to clean your sections. The restaurant looks great. As you know, we are expecting a famous food critic, Marco Lundi, to visit our restaurant sometime during tonight's dinner shift. We're not quite sure what he looks like, so don't forget to welcome all diners in a warm and friendly way. Of course, that's what we hope for every night. Now, to make sure things run smoothly, I'm going to restock the napkins, cutlery, and dishes so we don't run out. Have a great shift, everyone!
Number 77. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 78. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Number 79. What will the speaker do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Kinji. It's Versha. I wanted to talk to you about the arrangements for the upcoming job fair. You mentioned that you thought we should order refreshments from the local bakery, Davidson's, but 500 invitations have been sent. We'd better hire a professional catering company that is used to large-scale events. I can get some price estimates later today. Also, I think we'd better tour the venue in person so we can start planning the layout. How about doing that together tomorrow?
Number 80. What kind of event is the speaker calling about? Number 81. What does the speaker most likely mean when she says,
500 invitations have been sent?
Number 82. What does the speaker suggest doing tomorrow? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk. In this meeting, I'd like to show you how to use the new portable projectors that our company bought. When you're out on a sales call, you can use this device to display graphs and images on any light-colored wall. you may need to connect clients' computers to the projector as well. Some of them may be concerned about sharing confidential files, so please explain that the projector cannot save or store any data. The first thing I'll do is show you how to set up the device. This is outlined in the user manual, but I've had to review it all morning. Number 83. Why did the speaker schedule a meeting with the listeners? Number 84. What should the listeners explain to clients? Number 85. What does the speaker most likely mean when he says, "I've had to review it all morning"? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon. To begin this weekly staff meeting, I'd like to outline a change in the way employees take time off. Previously, we had separate procedures for sick days and vacation days. From now on, we'll be allocating 3 to 5 extra days off annually, but this time covers any reason for missing work. That means if you are sick, you no longer need to turn in a doctor's note or documents from the hospital. The number of extra days off depends on your seniority. I've got a chart on the screen here, which I'm going to go through in detail now.
Number 86. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 87. What will no longer be required? Number 88. What will the speaker do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next up, I'd like to inform you about an upcoming community event. Our company has been invited to create a float for the town's Independence Day parade. The management team has decided that participation in this event will be great exposure for our company. We'll use this opportunity to pass out free samples of our latest fruit snacks made from all natural ingredients. I think that once people try these products, they'll really love them. Now, I'd also like to have some flyers to pass out during the parade. I need a few people to volunteer to work on designing those. Please let me know if you're interested.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. What does the company plan to do? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will some volunteers do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk. Good afternoon. I'd like to tell you about a new program designed by Viejo Solutions. We strive to support people who are trying to learn a second language. Our program assesses the user's reading level and then searches online for suitable articles and blog posts that may be of interest. I'd like to show you how it works with a live demonstration, so I have the program running on the screen. I think it'll be easier to see if the room is darker. The light switch is at the back. Number 92. In what field does the speaker most likely work? Number 93. According to the speaker, what does the software program help people do? Number 94. Why does the speaker say, "The light switch is at the back"? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and chart.
I was impressed with how well you handled customer complaints during this training session's role-play activity. Next up, we're going to cover the various packages available to customers when they call to renew their service. Now, currently, the package that is used most by customers is the one with only our high-speed internet. However, we've recently introduced cable and phone options, which we've advertised heavily on the radio. we'd like you to inform customers about the new options. It's good for you too, because for each customer that you get to upgrade their service, you'll receive a small cash bonus along with your salary.
Number 95. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which package does the speaker say is most popular? Number 97. What will some listeners be eligible to receive? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following tour information and map. I hope you all enjoyed the scenic bus ride to Renwick Ranch. During our tour here, you'll learn how the sheep are raised. First, we'll watch the feeding process at the barn. Please note that the main pasture is off limits to visitors because it was recently flooded. But don't worry, you'll still get to see the sheepdog herding demonstration. At the end of the tour, I'll be passing out your complimentary bags with the ranch's logo. The fabric is made of wool from this very farm. Oh, and if you picked up a headset for the audio tour, don't forget to bring it back to the gift shop counter. Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which area is currently unavailable? Number 99. What will the speaker give to the listeners later? Number 100. What are the listeners reminded to do?